Welcome. You can go, Michael.
Do you want me to stay and do the accounts?
No, you can go. Take a seat.
You wanted to see us, Issachar?
We were in class and heard you wanted to see us right away. We rushed over.
I've watched the two of you grow in advance in the temple for many years now. I will admit, I'm worried about you both.
Has something happened?
No, nothing at all. I just wanted to see you both in person, that's all. Are there any problems?
No, why would there be?
Because it's been quite a while since you've come here to receive your monthly payments. I wondered why.
There's been no need for it.
Really? But how is that possible? What you're saying is completely irrational. We all need an income to live on. This is universal truth, David. We don't need much from this world. We only wish to serve God in a sincere manner. Take a look at me. Have I not changed over the years? I know I have. My hair has turned white, and I'm getting ever closer to death. This is our destiny. The destiny which God has ordained for every one of us. We should all think about the future that lies ahead of us. We wouldn't want to have to beg other people for money. Not even in our old age. It is unseemly and not noble for us to beg. So you see, humans need wealth in order to preserve their dignity.
Yes, a noble person should never beg. You have explained everything very well, Issachar. We wouldn't want to be a burden to anyone.
So don't you think it's best to start thinking about your old age when you're still young? I've calculated that in these past few months, Jehoash, you need to be paid 3 bags of shekels, and you, David, need to be paid 2 bags of shekels. And these coins are your share of the interest that we gave to the Gentiles. Take it. Take it.
But Issachar, Zacharias says it's beneath the dignity of rabbis and pious men to take any interest from this money, especially while there are still people living in poverty all around us.
Listen to me. The rabbis preserve their dignity by following the religion of Moses and keeping God satisfied. But doesn't our religion teach us that as God's chosen people, we should elevate the power of the Jewish nation by any means necessary to achieve our ultimate objectives? Doesn't it? Shouldn't we aspire to achieve greatness? An ultimate dominance? We should.
By any means necessary, Issachar. Even by buying God's servants. You know perfectly well that trading human lives has never benefited anyone. You can't sell religion to people. You have to win the hearts of the people, not buy their loyalty.
Your two faces have such youthful features. But I can smell the rotten stench of Zachariah's foul words on your breath.
Listen, Issachar. Your age demands that I respect you and hear your words. However, I cannot tolerate anyone disrespecting Zachariah. Making donations to people in order to silence them and turn them into lackeys for those in power is utterly disgraceful. It is certainly not part of the prophet's tradition. Now, if you excuse me, I'll go.
Well, I should have guessed. I just knew you wouldn't be able to tolerate a rational discussion based on logic and reason. You haven't even waited for me to finish talking before interrupting me. But I ask you to think before you decide. Listen to reason. Don't the followers of the prophets usually sit down and hold discussions with those who oppose them in order to lead them onto the right path? Why don't you go ahead and try that? I am ready.
But of course we are anxious to hear you speak as ever.
Hear him speak. Discord amongst people who will often lead to denial and disbelief.
Joash.
Disbelief? What are you talking about?
I'll tell you. You have written the Torah with your own pen and changed God's words to serve your own interests. You have belittled the women by buying and selling them as slaves. You don't speak out against corruption and prostitution. Instead, you choose to stand against the Prophet and deny his great miracle. Don't you think all the theft, murders, crimes, and poverty that exist in this land are a result of this dangerous mentality and your perverted interpretation of religion? Do you even care what you're doing to the people and the land? May you be punished for your deeds and dishonesty. Dear Lord, send us the Messiah. Let's go, David. They didn't accept it?
No.
If you had offered a tenth of this amount to any of the other rabbis, they'd have fallen at your feet. They don't deserve it.
Yet we must not underestimate them. True, this meeting may have cost me. But in the end, it will cost Jehoash a great deal more.
How'd your stomach end up looking as big as a woman who's 6 months pregnant in such a short time?
I'm just as surprised as you are. But Zechariah says this is also one of God's miracles.
I know it's been a while since I've come to see you. I do hope you will forgive me for it.
My daughter baked these cookies for you. Please accept them from us.
These are just a few offerings that we set aside for the temple.
Thank you, everyone. But I really don't know whether Zechariah will accept your generous gifts or not. You know how strict he is about accepting such things.
If you persuade him, he might accept them.
Well, the best gift for me is having you all here next to me. Your kindness to me has left me quite speechless.
What are you saying? After all, Zechariah is God's prophet. We are honored to see that this miracle has happened among us so that we can bear witness to it. What is it?
Elizabeth. It moved. It moved. The baby is moving in my stomach. It is as if it sensed someone's presence. Who is it?
Auntie, you smell just like my mother did.
My darling!
It's Mary. Mary.
Mary, I'm so glad you finally came. I've missed you so much.
So that's who Mary is.
Mary's come back.
It's John.
Yes. I can feel his presence even more than usual with you around. My little baby John.
Bless us, Mary. Please pray that we break free from this limbo that we're in.
It's been years. We've been waiting to see you, Mary, for so long.
We seek refuge in you. You're the saint of the temple.
Greetings.
Please, will you pray for us, Mary?
Greetings to you all.
You're our only hope, Saint Mary.
We have many needs, Mary. Please pray
Look
for us.
Look at them. They're kneeling before a 16-year-old girl.
Please pray that we can overcome all of our struggles
We've
and our
waited
hardships.
So long to see you.
Saint Mary, have you come to bless us and to help us?
I have a question. Mary, will I be able to spend my entire life worshipping God just like you have?
All life is a blessing from God, and we should thank him for it. He will show you the path he has chosen for you. As for me, my path is simply the destiny that God has chosen.
I swear to God that such a miracle is inconceivable to me.
God is always
blessed. Is Zachariah really going to have a child?
He's fooling everyone. How is it possible for an old man like him to have a child right now?
The whole thing is making me insane.
Well, he's more insane than anyone else.
Stand by our beliefs. So Zachariah has said. Let's accept his advice wholeheartedly. This way we'll be honored before our Lord. When the time comes, we must stand firm. Hello, Jeroboam, and hello to you, Nathan. Welcome to our gathering. You are Zachariah's relatives. Don't you think you should end your enmity with him now?
We don't have anything against Zachariah. I've even told the women to go and visit Elizabeth so that she won't feel lonely. It's a hard time for her.
Nathan, do you remember how you disgraced and humiliated Prophet Zachariah before the rabbis at the temple? What have you got to say for yourself now? Did you see how God proved his legitimacy as a prophet? God returned the honor and respect you took away from him in such a way that no one will ever forget. No one will ever forget it in the history of the Jewish religion.
Oh, no one but Zachariah was in the holy room at that time. And no one else but him heard the voice which he claims to have heard. Who knows what happened? I don't know. Maybe his 3-day silence was to do with the devil's possession of his soul.
Think about it. How did he know that the voice was God's? Who took away his ability to speak?
You should know. You used to be Zachariah's student too, Nathan. You've forgotten no one. But God himself is able to enter the prophet's spirit. You know this, Nathan.
You know very well that Satan has no power over any of the prophets. Otherwise, they wouldn't be God's messengers. Jehovah himself is the only one who is able to silence a prophet.
What can I say? I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know.
Prophet? Prophet? What's the matter with you, rabbis? Zachariah is nothing but a despicable man and a liar. I will not believe the deceiving words of that hypocritical old man. He's just a liar!
What are you doing, Jehoash?
Watch your words, old fool.
Calm down, Jehoash. Please, calm down. Calm down. Jehoash, please.
You are the liar. If you speak this way one more time, I will cut out your tongue so you can't speak. You don't have any right to speak that way about God's prophet. Not you nor anyone else, you hear me?
Listen to me carefully. Jehoash, you will pay for this with your life. Do you understand me? You will pay with your life.
As long as I live, till my last breath, I won't allow anyone to speak out against him, Prophet Zachariah. And with these two arms, I will fight whoever insults or disobeys him. I will fight them, you hear me?
Let's
as
go
long
now.
As I live,
let's go.
You will not insult
That's
him anymore.
Enough. Stop it now. You shouldn't get involved with them.
Dear God. Tell me who is right and who is wrong. Show me the right path, Lord. Show me what I'm supposed to do. Help me. Please help me.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Antipater. My loving son and the heir to my throne and kingdom. Tell me, why are you in chains before me?
I suppose they've arrested me for devising a plot against you.
Which I'm sure is not true, is it, son? After all, you are innocent and pure. And you love your father, don't you?
No. I no longer feel any real love for you. The whole town of Jerusalem is speaking about a miracle. I wanted to use this opportunity to rise up against you and take control of the kingdom. I wanted to have the throne for myself. My only mistake was that I trusted a few of your aides only to find out that they prefer having you on the throne over me. And now, as you can see, I am in chains.
Well, this is the first time I've seen a traitor confess so openly, especially to treason.
There was no treachery involved. Isn't it a tradition for the kings to conquer the throne by overpowering their father, brother, or any family members who are in line for the throne? Did you yourself not kill Antigonus this way? You can't deny it, can you? Did you not ruthlessly kill your own beloved wife because you doubted her? You even handed your sister Deborah over to the executioner and got rid of many noblemen who stood in your way. Well, I followed in your footsteps and tried my luck. If Jehovah had helped me to succeed, I would have put you on trial. And these people here would have to obey me. Do forgive me for laughing, Father. I just remembered that I was supposed to prop myself up on the king's throne with these hands.
You be quiet, Antipater, or I will give them the order.
Oh, what order? To kill me? I beg you, Father, do it. Please, just get it over with. Just kill me, Father. Free me from this disgraceful life.
Is it easier to kill your own child or your own father? I don't think I will ever be able to solve this mystery in my life. And where are you now, my beautiful, loyal wife? Miriam. And my dearest father, my beloved relatives. Why don't you help me now? Why doesn't anyone understand the misery that I've gone through all these years? All that wretchedness because of those who were close to me. I will never forget the face of that old carpenter who spoke to us on that day. If only we had paid more attention to him. If we had just listened to him when he spoke to us, we probably wouldn't be caught up in this terrible state. If we had just listened to him, things might be very different from what they are today.
Prophet of God, Zachariah, these people have all gathered to hear your sermons.
We all regret what happened in the past. We want you to lead us again.
Hi, Zachariah. This miracle has opened our eyes.
Don't turn away from us. Preach to us now, please. We beg you, Zachariah. Please, can't you lead us? Zachariah.
Yes. Please, Zachariah. Please. Zachariah.
Please, Zachariah. Greetings to everyone. Greetings, my dear neighbors. It surprises me that people always begin searching for something which they have lost. And yet people do not even bother to search within their very selves, do they? David received a revelation in which he was told by God to clean his home in order for God to enter it. And so he asked, "Dear Lord, what home is worthy of hosting your magnificence and glory?" God said, "The heart of a true believer." He asked, "How should I cleanse my heart?" God said, "Set your heart alight and burn everything in it which is not associated with me. From then on, if you see anyone searching for me, tell them, God resides in the hearts of those who are pure."
Is it not a miracle? A woman whom we know is barren is bearing a child from an old man. What would you call it? The people of Galilee and everyone we know will mock us when they see that a Zachariah and Elizabeth's relatives...
Why don't you say something? Anything, Issachar. Can you not see how they're turning the people against us with this pregnancy of theirs? And they're even using this so-called miracle to influence the women living in our own homes. I will not stand for this, I tell you. You just wait till we get home later. I will teach you a real lesson. A lesson you will never forget, do you hear?
Esther, how far along is Elizabeth now?
It looks like 5 or 6 months.
How strange. It's only been 2 months since they began announcing their miracle.
I wish God would kill me and free me from this anguish and uncertainty. Zechariah says God puts everyone to the test. And the people say that we rabbis have failed God's test utterly and shamefully. Till now, we've refuted his claims about Imram's prophethood and denied that Mary had been born in place of Jesus. Is God trying to prove us wrong by showing us this miracle of his? A miracle that proves he is God's prophet. A prophet whom we must obey without question. A prophet whose words we must adhere to. Tell us he is not God's prophet! Tell us that he's just a crazy old man! Tell us that it's all a big lie and that we are right! But if he really is God's messenger on earth, then I will be the one who will be scorched by hellfire in the end!
Silence! Enough, Nathan! Be quiet! I swear to God, if you don't be quiet, I will silence you myself with my own two hands! Didn't I tell you, Issachar? Didn't I already say that your silence will cause others to go astray? If you leave these miserable souls to their own devices, they will only change their minds 1,000 times a day. And with each passing day, they'll stumble from faith towards disbelief.
All this trouble we're experiencing is because you think God sends his people miracles all the time. But alas, after the time of Moses and Solomon, has anyone ever seen one? Who has seen a miracle from God with their own two eyes? No. The great Lord has chosen the Jewish nation above all other nations. This is so Jewish people can build the world and teach other nations on this planet. Therefore, the Jewish nation must thrive and control the followers of all other nations and religions on this earth in order for creation to make any sense at all. Therefore, God doesn't need to send us any more miracles to see.
This kind of talk is just confusing me even more. Extinguish the fire now, Issachar, for it has burned my robe with its flame, and it won't be very long before it scorches my body and soul with regret.
Come now, calm down, and just for a moment, put yourself in Zechariah's place. He is an elderly man, one who dearly wishes to become God's own prophet. Over many years, he has devised many plots to become one, but to no avail, no success. until suddenly, one day, his barren wife bears a child in their old age. And then, he suddenly remembers the old story of Abraham and Sarah's great miracle. Just like them, they couldn't have any children until God blessed them with their miracle child, Isaac. And so Zachariah schemes. He keeps his wife's surprise pregnancy a secret from everyone for a few months. On the day of the ceremony, he comes out of the temple in shock. He doesn't speak, and gestures to make everyone believe that he's heard an extraordinary sound, something from the very heavens above us. Everyone now believes that God has made him incapable of speaking at all. Then his poor barren wife Elizabeth's stomach starts to swell, and the people start speaking of a divine miracle pregnancy from God himself. It's that simple. And so the deceitful old man Zachariah turns into a great prophet. Because of his wife's pregnancy and old age. So you see, it was all a big lie.
Ah, so that's what it was. You see, didn't I tell you they had a trick up their sleeve? Thank God the truth has been revealed to us.
Oh, my dear Issachar. Every time you speak and tell us your reasoning, your words push away the dark clouds of doubt around us. You've exposed their lies, their deceit, Issachar. So, it was a miracle,
How was I supposed to know? It was the people's fault for saying all of
that. You should know better. Learn not to repeat nonsense, spreading the lies people tell you, and so daringly in front of your own husband, and in front of Issachar as well. Beg forgiveness!
Yes, please forgive me, Issachar. I am a foolish woman for believing such lies.
Oh!
I know that they took advantage of your naivety and sincerity to turn you against us. But what surprises me even more is that my intelligent brother-in-law Nathan went astray so easily and barely questioned it.
I made a mistake, sir. I made a mistake. I beg you to please forgive me for my foolishness. I was so easily deceived by their lies. I don't have the ability to analyze this. You came to my rescue once again. From this moment on, I give you full authority over my soul, and I will obey your command, even if it means I have to kill liars like Zachariah and cut them into little pieces.
What you should do is go and repent to God, Nathan. You must inform the people of this great falsehood and help them see the truth.
Oh, hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Is Zachariah here?
Go in. Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, Zachariah.
Hello.
Oh, hello, my dear friends.
Oh, Pia, Zachariah. We don't want to disturb you. We've come here to talk to you about an important matter. We want you to save us from confusion and doubt. We need your advice and guidance regarding certain questions.
Go ahead. It is a time of strife now. Every single rabbi is propagating different beliefs among the people. Many of the believers are confused. And those who are God's enemies buy people with money and power, and then try to incite hatred and fear towards you, Zachariah. And so we have come here today to tell you this and seek your approval, to ensure that we're on the right path with regards to our religion.
What you just said shows me better than anything that you're on the right path. Try to remain steadfast.
Prophet of God, we will continue to stand firmly beside you and do what we can.
A series of events will soon take place, so you must be prepared to deal with them.
Please, please, pray for us.
May God keep you steadfast in this world and in the hereafter.
Thank you.
You're leaving? Sit next to me for a while. Auntie, tell me about my mother.
Ever since? That fateful day when Zachariah took you with him to the temple. Your mother, Hannah, would just sit in a corner and gaze at the door. I had to insist for her to come out into the courtyard. I even took her out for walks in the streets whenever I could. But it seemed as though she couldn't see anyone. No one seemed to exist for her anymore after you left. Whenever she spoke and smiled at me, I saw the grief in her eyes. Being away from you only brought her great misery and despair. I often asked her, why don't you go and see Mary? Go and see your sweet daughter, whom you love more than life itself. To which she only replied, how can I go? I've already offered her entire being to God. How can I possibly claim a piece of her existence for myself anymore? I finally convinced her to go and see you secretly in the temple one day. And for a moment, she saw you from a distance. Here. Your mother made me promise to give this necklace to you when you grow up and come back. It's the only memory I have of her.
She's supposed to be here now.
Yeah,
I think so. You think she's inside?
Time.
Oh, who's that?
Is she here?
Oh,
yes.
Look.
It shouldn't be too long now.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
It's Mary.
Greetings to you all. Will you please stay and pray with us, Mary? Goodbye, everyone, and bless you. Goodbye, Auntie.
My name is Mary, too, and I don't have a mother either. My father passed away as well.
Here, this necklace was handed down to me by the person I loved the most. The great Lord looks after all the orphans and children, so don't worry.
Our only hope, Mary.
Help us in this time of need, Mary.
Please pray for us.
Hello, Mary. I took the advice which you gave me. I am Zachariah's student now, too.
It's hard to believe that she grew up in this house and in this neighborhood.
Do you remember when she was 6 years old?
Well, it was obvious that she was a saint, even at that age.
People say she's the most holy person.
It was so nice to visit. Yes, we'd better get going now. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I think we'd better hurry along now.
Thank the Lord for this wonderful blessing.
I knew she would return down this path. She's coming this way. Look, Serafina, let's turn back and just forget about it. Serafina, you're not even sure if she can help us.
No, please, Pericles. You promised me, remember? For our daughter's sake.
Very well. Stop there. Wait. You're Mary, right? Mary, Imran's daughter. I want to speak with you for a moment. I am Pericles, the commander of the Roman army in Judea, understand? You must have heard of me. And that's my wife there, Serafina. We came here so we could see you in private. We have a request of you, Mary, if you would heal our daughter. I will give you 10 sacks of gold. 10 sacks full of Roman gold. Do you understand what I am offering you right now, Mary? 10 sacks of Roman gold. Do you understand what I am offering you?
Pericles, will you be quiet? How can you speak to her in that way? What a beautiful girl. She has a fever. She's been sick ever since the day she was born. Even the Roman doctors couldn't do anything for her. And now that we have come here and are far away from our families, she is the only thing we look forward to. Her illness gets worse each passing day, just worse and worse. How can I say this? If she isn't healed and passes away, I will lose all will to live anymore. Mary, Imran's daughter, please heal her.
Serafina heard the rumors about you and insisted we come and see you. You are our only hope to save our child, Mary. No one else can heal her illness. Will you help our daughter?
However, it's out of my hands. I'm sorry.
Didn't I tell you, Serafina? They consider us impure and see us as idolaters. They consider themselves to be God's chosen people, and the rest of the people are worthless to them. They don't care about the pain and suffering that other people go through in their lives or what happens to them. They don't even care about us Romans who own half of the world. Like I predicted, our request was useless.
Please, Pericles, help us. I beg of you, do something.
Listen, young girl. If you can heal my daughter of the illness she has, I will give you more than I just promised you. I will give you everything I have. Have mercy on us just this one time. For once, have mercy. Have mercy on a non-Jewish family.
Listen to me. I really can't do anything for you. Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. I'm afraid that is all I can do for you and your daughter at this time. She'll pray for her! She'll pray for her! The cure for all illnesses lies in his hands. The Lord has always been your protector. I pray that he heals your child from her illness. Heracles, the strength of your love for your wife and child will help you in life.